Last week, Democrats and labor union officials pounced on John McCain after he was quoted as saying the system for funding Social Security is a disgrace because it forces young workers to pay into a program that is unlikely to benefit them in its current form. He added, young people are paying into a system that they won't receive benefits from on the present track that it's on. That's the point. I don't think it's fair. I think it's terrible. Clay Shaw served as the Republican congressman for Florida's 22nd District, encompassing parts of Broward and Palm Beach counties, for 26 years before being defeated by Ron Klein 2 years ago. From 1999 to 2005, he was the chairman of the Social Security Subcommittee in Congress and strongly defended Senator McCain's comments in a conversation today with WMNF.
I totally agree with him. I've chaired the Social Security Committee in the Congress for 4 years. And I can tell you right now that there is an absolute disaster coming ahead, and I'm really proud that John McCain is talking about it. It just shows that he cares about the young people. Senator Obama, on the other hand, has all he talks about is raising taxes. And I'd like to take just a close look at that, if you would. By raising the taxes, all that does, it increases the surplus, which goes into the general fund. It's a backdoor way of raising taxes on the American people, not saving Social Security. I think the American workers would be shocked to know that not a dime of what they paid in to Social Security actually stays in the fund. It's all converted into IOUs from the federal government to Social Security. What does this mean? It means that in a very few years, and I'm talking about very few years, probably before the end of the next presidential term, the Congress is going to have to face a situation of how to pay these benefits because it will not have enough cash coming in to take care of the benefits.
Okay, Congressman, let's go back, and you did mention Barack Obama's plan. He has, now currently, I believe, wages up to $102,000 a year are subject to a 12% payroll tax, which is evenly split between workers and their employers. Obama suggested a new Social Security tax on all income above $250,000, which he says he would work with Democrats and Republicans in Congress to work out the details of a plan to revamp the program. As you just mentioned, there does seem to be there's going to be an issue in future decades here with the funding of this program. So what's wrong with Senator Obama? You mentioned that you call that a backdoor tax increase, but aren't we going to have to do something different than what we're doing now to make sure that this entitlement continues to be solvent in the decades to come?
We need to do something different, absolutely. But what we need to do is to put together the mechanism so that the money going into the Social Security Trust Fund actually stays there or is put in a situation where it does not flow into the general fund and then spent by the government on new programs or whatever the government wants to do with it. We've got to have a mechanism that will create savings. I had a plan that would put it into individual accounts. That money then would grow, and the worker couldn't get to it until such time as they retired. And then that money then would be turned over to Social Security Administration and used to pay the benefits. It's a savings plan. It's saving for tomorrow. It's very similar to a situation where you put money into a savings account for college fund for your kids. It's the same thing.
So, Congressman, is that different than the privatized accounts that President Bush talked about a couple years ago?
It's different from President Bush's plan because it would remain a guaranteed benefit plan where President Bush's didn't. If we go ahead and do this now, then actually tomorrow's workers, the young people, will have a better retirement plan than their parents will have. And the simple reason is that you're creating inheritable wealth. I talked to President Clinton about this plan, and he told me personally that if I could get the Democrat leadership in the Congress to go along with it, that he would support it. And of course, we know that the Democrat leadership in the Congress didn't want anything to do with it. I'm totally mystified as to why they wouldn't want to formulate a plan that would save Social Security and do it without raising taxes on anybody and actually create a better plan. This is so different from the plan that was originally put together back in the 30s, where you had people paying into a system that they couldn't get any money out of until they were 65, and the lifespan was less than 65, it worked very well, and it's worked well all up until now. But now we know there's a crisis out there. The Social Security Administration under President Clinton and President Bush have acknowledged that. There's a potential deficit out there of around $25 trillion over 75 years, and it is absolutely disgraceful that we're not starting to plan ahead and that our presidential candidates aren't really hammering down on it. And I congratulate John McCain for bringing it up and talking about it.
So. Let me ask you about this in terms of the crisis, the threat there. Now, I read something that from the Social Security and Medicare Board of Trustees that has reported that if no legislative changes are made, and I'm quoting here, tax income would cover 75% of scheduled benefits in the final year, 2082, of the 75-year projection period. And that's certainly not 100%, which is what we'd all hope for, but it doesn't seem to be as drastic as some have said it might be in the future if we don't even do anything right now with this.
Well, I think the logic of what you said is somewhat flawed. Now, for people who have other sources of income, that may not be a big deal. But it could be the difference between living in poverty and not living in poverty for people who are right on the line. You take people that are receiving benefits now that they're living on every from day to day, and you cut it by 25%, that could mean where are they going to be able to pay their groceries? How are they going to be able to pay their rent? Heating bills are going up. All these things are happening, and so you've got to say a 25% cut can be disastrous for millions of American people.
Now, what about Medicare? Economists have said for years now that of the entitlement programs, that's even looking worse in the future than Social Security. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that, and Congress has yet to do anything about it. These are what the men and women in Congress are paid to do, and that is make the hard decisions and get in there and come in with a plan. I don't know of any plan out there that's going to save the Medicare program, but I can tell you something. Medicare is so important for all the American people that should be a number one priority in the discussions that we're seeing and the debates that we see going on leading up to the election.